أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكذلك مكنا ليوسف في الأرض يتبوأ منها حيث يشاء نصيب برحمتنا من نشاء ولا نضيع أجر المحسنين ولأجر الآخرة خير للذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون صدق الله العظيم. These are ayat 56 and 57 of Surah Yusuf. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُسُفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. In the previous ayah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the fact that there was nobody else capable of seeing to the administration and the distribution of the agriculture and the produce of the land. And hence that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given that expertise to Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam. So he volunteered to do this. In the narrations it appears that the king did not appoint Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam to any position for a period of 1 year, because in that 1 year he wanted to acquaint himself with Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam. And had he given him responsibilities, he would have become too busy in that, occupied in that, and the king wouldn't have had a fair chance to acquaint himself with Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. In this period of time, he saw the akhlaq, the character, the iman, and everything else of Yusuf alayhi salam. He embraced Islam, he accepted Islam, and not only then did he give Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam the administration of the crops and the agriculture of the land, but he gave him many other portfolios which obviously Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam had fulfilled. وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُسُفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And that is how we established authority for Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam in the land. That look at this entire incident, that from the depths of the well, the darknesses of the well, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala brought Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam from Kan'an, from Palestine. Allah Ta'ala had brought him to Egypt, and now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala brings him into a state of authority where Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam now brings out and he chalks out this entire plan. Some narrations state that the 7 years of good crops, 7 years of rain, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam went by his plan, giving incentives to the people to cultivate the land and to make maximum use of the land. And Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam had accumulated a great deal of crops for the treasury, the state treasury, and in that way 7 years had passed. Then the 7 years of drought began to hit hard. In that period of time, Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam stopped eating, or if he ate, he did not eat to his full. People said to him, "You have everything in your possession, why do you not eat?" Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam said, in sympathy with those on the outside, outlying areas that do not have food, what would be their condition? And the second thing he did was, in the royal court, he gave a decree that only one meal will be served as opposed to two meals. And in that way, he made everybody feel that sympathy and the hunger of the people. Allah Ta'ala says, يَتَبَوَّأُ مِنْهَا حَيْثُ يَشَىٰ. And then Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam stayed wherever he so desired in the land of Egypt. Ulama have written a very beautiful thing, that when Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam had given up his freedom for the sake of Allah Ta'ala to keep away from a sin, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala recompense in this world, Allah Ta'ala recompense Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam that he could live anywhere in the land of Egypt where Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam so desired. Nusibu bi rahmatina man nasha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we will cause our mercies to reach whomsoever we desire. All of this being the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَلَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And we do not let the ajr, the reward of those who do good, go to waste. Whatever a person does, provided it is for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will recompense that individual, even if it is a disbeliever, a non-Muslim also. If he does good, he has that ikhlas, he does it for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's sake, whatever his concept of Allah Ta'ala be, Allah Ta'ala will reward him. The difference between the reward of a believer and a non-believer is this, that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gives a non-believer his reward in this material world, and Allah Ta'ala will reward a believer in the hereafter. وَلَأَجْرُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. All that you see with regards to Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, all of it was with regards to this material world. In all of that, Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam remained firm in his iman, he remained firm in his deen, he remained firm on the ahkam and the hukam of Allah. So all of this that you see is all material rewards that Allah Ta'ala had given with regards to the akhirah. وَلَا أَجْرُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ. And the ajr and the reward of the akhirat is better. لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. For those who have brought iman in Allah Ta'ala. وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. And those who had the taqwa, the fear of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the consciousness and the piety of Allah Rabbul Izzat. This is what Allah Ta'ala had bestowed upon Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. It is not necessary that Allah Ta'ala grants everyone things in this dunya because of the good deeds. This dunya is a test and a trial, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala tests some by granting and giving, and Allah Ta'ala tests others by withholding and keeping away. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.